Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com here. Welcome to episode 8 of our 2019 Avian Award podcast series, where we break down the biggest award show in the adult industry, category by category, nominee by nominee, and just sort of take notes and have some fun with it, talk about our favorites, talk about some overlooked performances, and make sure you guys know what's good and what I think is good anyway. Love your feedback. Drop me a line, Rog@RogerViews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. We're at episode 8, year 10 of these things, so you guys can go back and listen to all the intro stuff and other episodes. Let's get right to it. Go to avn.com/awards if you would like to follow along. We are down to Best Parody. A couple years ago, of course, this was one of the most coveted awards in the industry when parodies were really thriving. They've kind of fallen off a little bit as people have cut productions down, and we've kind of been through all the parodies we can. There are still some exceptional ones. Anne, a Taboo parody from Pure Taboo. Cumless, a Digital Playground XXX parody. Honestly, I'm surprised it took this long to get a really good Clueless parody. It's one of those movies that really sort of was just screaming out to be parodied. A Deadpool XXX and Axel Braun parody. Fuck Free or Die Hard from Brazzers. Hand Solo, a DP parody from Digital Playground. I Know Who You Fucked Last Halloween from Burning Angel. How I Fucked Your Mother, a XXX parody from Digital Playground. Naked from Adam and Eve. Pleasureville, a Digital Playground parody. Poon Raider, also Digital Playground. Power Girl from Anastasia Pierce. Queen of Thrones from Brazzers. Star Wars The Last Temptation from Digital Playground. Whorecraft 3, Teen Elves Take on Huge Swords, a porn parody from Lethal Hardcore, and XXX parodies from Digital Playground. You guys will notice a whole lot of Digital Playground here. 3, 4, 5, 6. Throw in Brazzers, and you've got another 2 or 3. So they are absolutely dominating the category, except, of course, for Axel Braun, who pretty much wins all the time. Deadpool was pretty great. It was really funny. The sex was decent. Not Axel's best sexually, but it was really smartly written. It felt like the right parody because it had just enough of the Deadpool sensibility to make it really a solid effort. I like the Star Wars stuff, the Han Solo and also the other Star Wars one from Digital Playground. They're good. We've seen good Star Wars parodies before, though. The Power Girl stuff from Anastasia Pierce is interesting. I don't think it has much of a chance. Again, it's a scale thing and a budget thing. I really like it. It's a cool costume, fun sex. But I really think you're probably looking at Deadpool to win. The Burning Angel one's good, but all Burning Angel movies have that same vibe, and it's good, it's solid. I'm just not sure it's going to beat out the big ones this year. Best Polyamory Movie. This is another one of those categories that just kind of feels like we're adding new categories all the time. Cuckold Sessions 22 from Dogfart, Fucking with Friends, Reality Kings, Hardcore Threesomes, Hard X, Latina Interracial Cuckold 2, Look Sure, My Wife Fucked Others from Marc Dorcel, Menage a Trois from Sex Art, My Wife's Threesome Fantasy from X Art, Perfect Threesomes 3 from Colette, Polyamorous from Joy Me, Polyamory 3 from Erotica, Share My Boyfriend 6 Mofos, Shared for the First Time 3 from Vision, The Three of Us 9 Porn Pros, Threesome Fantasies Fulfilled 13 from Pure Passion, and Watching My Hot Wife 3 from New Sensations. Some of these are specifically polyamory based. A lot of them are cuckold based. A lot of them are just threesomes. Not that they're bad at all. It seems kind of like an oddly defined category. And what you're looking for. I mean, if you're looking for something that's actually about polyamory, you're probably talking a little more like the Hot Wife stuff and the movies with polyamory in the title. The Cuckold stuff, Dogfart's done that for years. It's really solid stuff. The She Will Cheat stuff from Metro is good for that. My Wife's Threesome Fantasy is a good one, and so is Threesome Fantasies Fulfilled. That's a really good series. If you like threesomes. This one, again, I think it's going to depend on what the voters like. I don't really look at cuckold movies as polyamory movies. That's more of a forced infidelity as opposed to, the hot wife thing. Watching My Hot Wife 3 was good. New Sensations. That's one of my favorites in this category. Of course, My Girlfriend's Whore Friend. Johnny Darko, if you are listening, that movie is one of the best movies ever. If you guys get a chance to see it from Darko, My Girlfriend's Whore Friend, great threesome movie, great fantasy. If you ever wanted your girlfriend or your wife to bring her friend home and have sex, fantastic movie. We need more of those, Mr. Darko. Sir, please. Best Pro-Am Exhibitionist Movie. Amateur Ebony Beauties from Reality Kings. Amateurs Wanted 17 from Net Video Girls. Backroom Facials 25. Boondock Sluts from Desperate Pleasures. Come Swallowing Auditions from Amateur Allure. Girl Girl Sex 246, Abby Winters. Girls and Their Boys 34, Abby Winters. I Want to Be a Porn Star, Beginner's Luck, Archangel. Mix Porn Star Initiations from BAM. My Very First Scene from Vision Digital Sin. Newbies Get Nailed 3, Reality Kings. Nice Girls Swallow 10, Amateur Allure. OC Amateurs, Huntington Beach Honeys, Lethal Hardcore, Sucking and Fucking Right Outside, Port of Glory Hole, and Teenage Selfie Sex from Homegrown. So the category is Best Pro-Am Exhibitionist Movie. Homegrown has always done great amateur and pro-am stuff. The Port of Glory Hole stuff has an amateur feel. Sometimes they use recognizable girls. OC Amateurs, the Allure stuff from Nice Girls Swallow, there's one other one. It almost feels like it doesn't belong in this category. It's such high-end stuff. I know they call it Amateur Allure, and they get the girls very, very early, but it really isn't amateur. It's fantastic looking, though. It's probably one of the best movies in this category. My Very First Scene was a nice one. Mick Blue's Porn Star Initiations, Mick taking on new girls. If you like the amateur stuff, the Abby Winters movies are very good. Those are actual amateurs and girls we don't see very often. Here's the other one. Come Swallowing Auditions from Amateur Allure. Fantastic, but you're talking about big stars and a very glossy look. So if you like that. The Amateurs Wanted 17, the Net Video Girls. That almost seems like it should be in that financial category. I don't know, Sex by Trickery? Casting Couch Movies, maybe that's going to be the next, award, sex through, trickery, I guess. I think I said that already. Best Screenplay, Abigail from Tushy. Again, I mentioned that in the last one. If you guys haven't seen Abigail, it's a great movie. If you like Abigail Mack, obviously you're going to really enjoy it. But even if you're not a fan yet, the movie itself is really fantastic. You should check it out. And a Taboo parody from Pure Taboo. Cartel Sex from Kelly Madison. Again, 5 years ago, when Kelly and Ryan Madison were doing their thing, it was great, fun, porn fidelity, teen fidelity, all that good stuff. That company has really grown into a feature and visually stunning company. The Coven Wives from Sweetheart, I really like that, especially the screenplay. The Cursed Triple X from Will Ryder, great script. Cursed from Wicked, another good one. Jonathan Morgan and Kitten Boheme. Fallen 2, Brad Armstrong, I really like that movie. Insomnia, Love in the Digital Age from Jackie St. James. I liked that movie, I really loved the script, I thought it was really smart. Making Ends Meet, Mike Quasar, who we love. I'll tell you what, if I'm ever going to do a podcast, if I ever get around to doing one with guests, I'd love to sit down with Mike. He is funny. He is honestly one of the best adult Twitter followers you could ever hope for. Never Forgotten from Stormy Daniels. Possession of Mrs. Hyde from Lasse Braun, Axel Braun, or Ricky Braun. It's a three-generational script idea that Axel's father started. It's a good movie. If you like adult films, that's probably one of your best bets of the year. Seduction of Heidi from Adam and Eve. Very good. Talk Derby to Me, I really liked. And Trailer Park Taboo, Joanna Angel wrote that one. This is just for script, so not best movie. I think the best movies on this list, Possession of Mrs. Hyde, Love in the Digital Age, Fallen 2, Cursed Triple X, and Abigail. All outstanding. Abigail gets a lot of praise for the art direction and the sex. It's probably better than a lot of the other ones. Fallen has a great look and a fantastic script. The best scripts? Wow. Coven Wives, Abigail, Fallen 2, and Possession of Mrs. Hyde. Those are the ones that I really liked. Do not be surprised if Stormy Daniels wins. I would be shocked if she does not win at least one award at AVN. They want her on stage. Too big a story not to have her on stage. And again, not that she doesn't deserve it. I think they will find... She certainly has plenty of things nominated. So I think we're going to see her win, and that might be the one that she wins for. Let's see. Next category. Best Solo Tease Performance. All right, we're only at 5 minutes, so we are in good shape. Anal Glory from Brazzers, Angela by Darko. Angela and Darko. Ass Parade 66, Kelsey Monroe. Bounce 2, Manuel Ferrara. That was the Romy Rain, Caden Cross scene. Corruption of Kissa Sins, first scene with Kissa. Female of the Species from Trenchcoat, Evelyn Clare. Hot Bodies 3, Elena Lopez. Ice Crew Girls, Gina Valentin and Sydney Cole. Just Girls and Their Toys, Haley Reed. Loving Myself, Eliza Jane. Mad Sensation, Marilyn Mansion. Misha in Exile, first scene with Misha Cross. Naturals 2, Alexis Adams. Sacrifice, My Ass, Johanna Angel. And Space Sluts, Riley Reed, Chloe Cherry, and Wednesday Parker. I really like a well-shot tease intro in just about any kind of movie, especially in Gonzo, where you don't necessarily have story or fantasy to get into it. I love tease, and in that vein, Angela by Darko. Again, of course, I'm going to like watching it. I love watching Angela, but it was also beautifully shot and really focuses on her many, many attractive features. In that same vein, Aspirate 66, Kelsey Monroe, super, super underrated, especially for her body. She is absolutely built just incredibly. Her ass is fantastic, super flexible, super underrated performer. Check out Aspirate 66, especially the Kelsey Monroe tease, really fantastic. All the tease in the Bounce movies from Manuel is good. The Romy Rain, Caden Cross, okay. And Nina L, that was good. I could probably pick one that I liked better, but it was a good movie with some great tease. The Hot Body stuff, all the Hard X stuff is, again, nicely shot with tease. The one I want to talk about, though, is down at the bottom, Space Sluts. Riley Reed, Chloe Cherry, and Wednesday Parker. It was for Read My Lips, which is Riley's website. It's so cool looking. It's all shot outdoors. It's this kind of weird space comedy thing. But the shots are incredible. The editing is nice. It's funny. It's sexy. It was really impressive. And I'm super impressed by all of the scenes that I've watched from Riley's website for the voting. You get a chance, check it out. Check out Read My Lips. Obviously, if you like Riley Reed, you're going to like it even more. But it's really fantastic. The site is great. The scenes are creative and beautiful and super hot. So that's one of my favorites. Let's do two more. Best Soundtrack. Angela by Darko, Carjackers, Control Freak, Deadpool XXX, Future Darkly, Hameltoe, Lee Raven, Prove Something, Love in the Digital Age, Metal Massage, Misha in Exile, Never Forgotten, Split Screen, Talk Derby to Me, Undercover, and Xander's World Tour. This is actually going to be our last one because I'm actually going to talk about an issue because it sort of fits in. For soundtrack, I always kind of wonder, this is sort of like editing for me or special effects. What are you looking for as a voter? Are you looking for music you would want to listen to? Are you looking for music that's just beautiful and adds to the story? Or are you looking for music that just sort of pushes the action along? And I think you get a little bit of all of that here. Future Darkly, the soundtrack is very ominous and sets the tone nicely. Deadpool is funny. Again, the music does the same thing with that one. Carjackers is more hip-hop comedy and is a big part of the movie. The Darko stuff is great. It's porn music. So that it goes along well with the scene is fantastic. Would I listen to it on its own? Probably not. Hameltoe, of course, is, again, where music and comedy are sort of pushing that's the story, right? It's basically a musical. Love in the Digital Age was nice. It set the stage for a feature, so it felt contemporary and made sense. Talk Derby to me, the music was a big part of that one as well. Xander's World Tour, of course, is about a musician, so there's a lot of music there. Metal Massage, Burning Angels made the best music in the industry for a long time. It's just a lot of the Burning Angels soundtracks I would listen to aside from porn. It's that kind of music. So there's a lot of them. Again, it just kind of depends on what you think, what the award should go to. Everything about Angela by Darko was perfect. Visually, the music, all of it. It was perfect. Carjackers is super funny. Deadpool sets the tone nicely. So it's just kind of what you like. What I wanted to talk about, though, was Lee Raven proved something. And we've had some stuff come up at the end of the year, as I mentioned a couple episodes ago, with bad behavior on set. And I apologize for categorizing it as bad behavior. As accused, it's heinous, criminal, and fucking disgusting. Yes, I'm doing this in the car again, as you hear cars passing by. It's also raining today, so kind of fun. Those of you at the Rams playoff game today, so you know what day I recorded this, you guys are going to get wet, man. With all of this alleged criminal behavior going on, earlier this year, Lee Raven and her wife went on YouTube with a gut-wrenching video. Honestly, it tore me up watching it, where she detailed abuse on set. I don't recall if she used the word rape, but certainly what she was describing was rape, and very, very violent. And it was frightening. The video was incredibly compelling, and social media, of course, immediately jumped all over the producer and the male performer. You guys can look it up. I'm not going to throw any more out there on this, but everybody reacted this way because we do believe women, and those of us who've been on sets can at least understand where this kind of stuff happens. I've been on a lot of sets. I have never seen anything close to what she described. Probably because I wouldn't stick around for that, honestly. But I've never seen anything close to it. I've seen things that were not good, but not to that extent. I have, as a publicist over time, had friends and clients text or call from sets where things were not going well, and there was just enough believability in her story where I could see certainly where someone would at least feel like they had no choice, if not actually be forced into something. And it was immediate. The reaction of social media was immediate. But also, almost as immediate was the counter response, which was to turn over some extra footage to adult news industry, news media, and it was quickly shot down. This wasn't true. It was actually taken back later after the fact. And I wondered at the time what was going to happen to Lee Raven, if people were going to punish or blackball her for basically coming out and making up a story accusing two people in the industry of about the worst thing you can be accused of. And what I found was Evil Angel made a showcase for her. And Wicked Pictures put her in, one could argue, the biggest role in a feature this year, opposite Jessica Drake and Brad Armstrong in Fallen 2. Jessica's clearly the lead, but that role was never up for grabs. That's hers. The one that was up for grabs went to Lee Raven. So that's two very high-profile movies, one very high-profile role, and a showcase. So clearly the industry, at least certain people in the industry, have moved on and were putting her in a prime position. But in looking at this nomination list, there's not a lot of nominations. And I wonder if that has something to do with it. The year that James Dean was accused of, again, accused of abuse, his name was almost scrubbed from all the nomination lists at a time when he was clearly a top three performer. So I'm always kind of curious how this is going to play out. I believe that porn has a very short memory. So I wonder if a lot of people just figured people would forget. And I wonder what we how we should feel. I've been doing this for 25 years, and there are certain abusers who have been blackballed. There are female performers who end up getting blackballed for speaking out. And this seems to me like a bigger deal than speaking out against abuse. But I wonder what you guys think. If you saw the video, what did you think? I know that I immediately saw it and was heartbroken. And I was one of those people that wanted to be like, all right, that's it, man. This producer's on my no list. Forget it, man. I'm never going to review that guy's stuff. But as it turned out, wasn't quite what we thought. So I wonder what you guys think about that. Certainly this year, allegations and false allegations have been a topic. I just wonder how it plays out at award time. And wonder what you guys think. What should be done? You know, should somebody be given a second chance when they come out and they apologize? Do we forgive and forget and move on? You know, is accusing someone of this the same thing as having, you know, doing it? And again, in this industry, if it was true as she said, would these people have worked again? How long would it have taken? Because they're not the only ones who've been accused and are still working, you know, in the industry. So I'm just curious. I'm not really pointing fingers. You know, Lee apologized and the industry, I guess, has moved on. But I do not see her. I fully expected whoever to land that role in Fallen 2 to get nominated because it's a great role. And I wonder. And the showcase as well, most Evil Angel showcases end up on this list because they're so good. So, just curious what you guys think. That's it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Follow me on Twitter at Roger T. Pipe or drop me a line, Roger@RogerReviews.com. Let me know what you think, especially on this. If you've got something to say on this topic, you can do it anonymously or you can come right out and put your name on it and let me know what you think. I appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you all again very soon.